Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
You're joining us in the club today, and we've got some good stuff for you. Episode 63 of the Hatchet Podcast. Hello, I'm Chris Trott.
I'm Ross Hornby.
I'm Alex Smith, and that thingle was very kindly provided by Dudley Ramsey, I believe.
Correct.
Thank you for that.
Dudley.
Cheers, Dudders. Dudley. Dudley. You're right, Dudley.
Thanks,
welcome
Dudley.
Welcome to our podcast. We're going to be with you for the next 40 minutes, talking about a few hypotheticals that have been provided by our Patreon supporters, which you can also become one of them and have that democratic vote. It's only democratic once you've paid to get into the system, though.
Yeah, it's a bit elitist in a way. However, yes, we like to give something back to people that give something to us and allow us to continue doing it weekly. So that's the system we provided. Get in the system or get out.
but, thank you for the people that have kindly supported the podcast up until now.
And everyone else, thank you for kindly supporting us by listening to the ads and stuff in between. Cheers.
Just looking at us and not vomiting is thank you.
Got to take every win you can get, really.
Every win. Is
so, yeah, let's just not mess about again. Like I always say, let's just get into it. So, Alex Smith, who was the most top voted question? Who?
So, the first hypothetical today for us is the following. If you could start a secret society, what would be its goals and who would you include in said secret society?
Right.
And I guess the name of the secret society as well.
Do an example of a secret society that, like, you know of. But would it be secret then, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the most famous one is probably the Illuminati, isn't it? Who are essentially meant to be the power brokers of the world in various positions, pulling levers. I don't think that's true. I don't think human beings are capable of having... I mean, if the Illuminati exist, it'd be like a globalist dream. Like, you know, like, wow, you've got this network of ultra-powerful, ultra-hidden individuals who are making sure everything goes the way they want. And it's like, well, amazing. We've got this incredible tight network of we can make the world do anything, but it's just
it's
not
like
the
case. More like just a wealthy elite club.
Yeah, really. People that can do whatever they want.
Just like,
but,
well, we can all just, you know, snort coke off.
Exactly. That's
off
just all they do. It's just hedonists.
Wales Bank.
Yeah, yeah.
Very specific.
I think that's the natural. I think that's the natural route of most secret societies. Is one day they all want to be massive hedonists having pies.
Yeah. I think that's
coke
it. Yeah,
pies on the back of a humpback whale.
A few powerful people in like Oxford and Cambridge, for example, decide to like hold a club for their friends who are also rich, and then they bring in other people that are like also rich, and then some rules start forming. So it's like, well, you're not rich enough, actually. You don't have enough power. You can't come into this. And then you can see how that turns in political. It's like, well, we're all going into politics. Let's bring in Dave. He's a really good politician, and he knows some people. He's got hands in pockets.
Dave! I remember Dave. He used to stick his dick in a toilet roll holder, right? Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
That's the guy. He'll do that in front of us. It'll be a
so
right
much
laugh.
Clearance.
Down the cricket club.
So much clearance.
Anyway.
Well, Fight Club. Fight Club's a secret society, right?
That is
so we have to found a secret society. I think mine... I think I'll do two. I'll do a serious one. I'll do a silly one. Yeah?
All right.
Okay.
Sensible and silly.
Either.
Go.
So, like, a serious one, I would love to do essentially, like, the secular pursuit of knowledge, which in many forms is essentially a university or a think
but
tank.
Secret.
But secret, exactly.
Don't
I don't
tell
know
anyone
what,
your knowledge.
I think that it would be interesting to go for some really wacky stuff that people... I mean, I'm assuming the secret society has a funding source, right? Because half of like, all new knowledge we accrue is because it's been funded, right? Most like scientific studies, PhDs, things like that, they're all essentially funded by something, often
you
companies
have,
who then want you
a
to
multi-millionaire
work for
them or... that is relatively just, yeah. decent guy just giving you some money because mm-hmm. he's a bit bored, shall we say.
Well, there we go. So we've got the funding sorted. So yeah, it would be people who want to come in and try out fringe science. Not gonna lie, weird shit. I'd be so down for that, just to be like, so what's this then? It's like, oh, you know, like the guys that are doing like messing around with CRISPR. I'd have a lot of extremely heavy-handed ethical rules, just so you're clear. So I'd be like, you
okay,
know,
yeah, because I was instantly
the
thinking,
only life you can mess yeah. with is has to either be plant or your own. It cannot be an animal or another human being. Like, okay. you know, you can't. I don't want people doing like experiments on animals and people and shit like that. I'm not about that, but I am about just like giving funding to more out there ideas to see what could be developed.
Okay.
I think I'd enjoy that quite a lot. And the kind of people I would invite are, yeah, essentially probably scientists, engineers, things like that, who'd want to come and try out some wacky stuff.
But they've got to be a right laugh too.
Well, they don't have to be a right laugh. They can if they want. I mean, it'd be even better if it is like one of those TV shows. I watched a German TV show called Biohackers recently, which was actually quite good. It's kind of like a... It's not quite a teen drama, but it's pretty close to a teen drama. Like, they're all at university, so they're university age.
So like
and
Twilight.
They're all going... It's a little bit Twilighty in some respects, yeah. It's nice. More closer to, like, I'd say, like, Skins style stuff. But, yeah, they're at, like a university studying, like, biomedical science, and one of the lecturers is up to something doing, like, gene splicing and shit, and it's all about that, essentially. Quite a good show, to be fair. It's on Netflix. It's not bad. But you know that stuff kind of sounds fun. But they're
do you
also
think you'd
just
have
having
to be
a great time.
As smart as the scientists that are there as well, or do you feel like
not.
You would just walk in the room and you'd be like, "Well, you guys leave. I just wanted to watch."
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like that was.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, dude, that's pretty much every manager in existence. I think. I mean, it is a separate skill set. It is like you know, you can have people incredibly smart, incredibly sharp and focused, but they can't organize their day for shit, or, you know, they don't know what to shine the incredibly bright light of their intellect on sometimes. And so, you know, that is why there is a difference. Between
I get
life,
that all
you know.
The time.
Yeah.
I have all this intellect. Yeah. I just don't know where to shine it.
How do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need
where do I shine my,
to shine
my bright
light? My knowledge light.
And then my funny one would be like the New Flavor Society. Where you're constantly trying to find new flavors, right?
In
like
secret.
All the time. But like yeah,
yeah.
In secret.
All of this is in secret, which sounds like it should really be publicized in some way. But maybe it's a case
only when they're ready
on.
To. They siphon it through a legitimate business.
These are flavors only for you.
And cut time.
And like each member gets like a box of like jams each month that have the new flavors that they. I imagine everything would be like jams and foams and things because they're developing flavors through mixtures of, I guess, like flavonoids or whatever they're called, the molecules that give things flavor. And that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Right.
Coming up with new guys, I came up with a chocolate. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, it probably will be. I can't think of them. That's why I need the society.
I came up with chocolate foam.
Yeah,
good
no, we've
job,
had
Dave.
Chocolate foam, Gary. a bit like Heston Blumenthal's always coming up with like weird tasting foams and shit. Like that stuff's kind of fun, I think.
True. No, that would be a very good secret society, I think. Also,
secret
it needs to be
society.
Secret. Secret Flavor Society. Yeah. Is that the name you give it? Secret Flavor.
Yeah, SFS.
SFS.
Doesn't sound like some sort of ultra nationalist group, does it?
Nah, it's fine.
You could make anything sound like that. So, don't worry. Can't think about these
DFS?
Things. You'll never get anything done.
DFS.
The Defense Force Society.
DFS.
Defense
of
Flavor Society.
Everything that's Dave's. Is it Dave's Furniture Store? Or is it just like?
Is that what it stands for?
I don't know.
I wish I could tell you.
I feel like that's just short. And it's just Dave's Furniture Store, isn't it?
Dave.
Yeah, Dave, of course. It's probably not that.
So
I've got a good one.
Go on. You guys go for it.
Mine would be a secret society of stealthily improving people's lives without them knowing it. So what we do is kind of like anti-pranking. So in the middle of the night, you'd like go and fix someone's doorbell that you know was just not working, or you'd swap out, you know, a package that is just, you know, bin liners that you know of. Because as a secret society, we also look at people's packages and stuff. That's the seedy side of it. But we noticed that, oh, okay, let's put something else in there as well that they could benefit from. and other stuff, oh, like, oh, clean their car. Or like, oh, their tire's on the blink. We'll replace the tire overnight. And in the morning, you're they wake up like, and fixing things.
Like, this is like the manifesto of the British security services, yeah. Except the bit where you were talking about you taking the trash and finding out things about them is actually hard true, and the rest of it doesn't happen.
Yeah. But, you know, just tiny things. They're like, well, I don't remember that. That's good, though.
You're
I
like mean, a fairy I'm godmother.
Fairy god.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the FGM. It depends on your agenda, I guess. Because obviously, if you, like, oh, let's say I ordered a kilogram of chocolate buttons. Are you going to go into that and then just replace
2 kilograms?
And you're like, no. Or you're adding to it. So it's not like there's no mission to, like, oh, you probably should be eating healthy, let's be honest.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be kilogram. Like, oh, you shouldn't
How do you
be
make
doing
that decision
this or that.
Then, How does the secret society decide?
Yeah. It's kind of like
you can look at my BMI and be like, correct. "Well, this guy doesn't need extra."
That's entirely based on our whimsical fancy of the day. It's like I feel like this is better for someone,
Give
so I
more.
Will do it.
Trot, like this is like you know those pictures. There's one that really not famous. I almost said funny. I guess it's kind of not funny, but it kind of is. There's a picture of like there's a drawn picture of a heroin addict who's putting a needle in his arm, but Jesus is there putting the needle in himself. Have you seen it? Right. And this is like what I imagine you're doing, Charlie. You're just like, I'm not going to stop you doing heroin, man, but I'm going to try and take this for you.
Here we go.
Oh God,
the whimsical fairy godmother is here to help.
Oh my
I'll
God.
Take the load.
Just secretly gets high with just people on the streets. Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Life's shitty. I'll have some too.
This is actually quite a fucked up image now I look at it.
Really, yeah. It sounds horrific. I mean, even just the basic description of it sounds fucked up. That's fine. We get to see it doing nice.
Yeah, because I want you to get the context of what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
it needs to be visual. I mean, does it need, is it good,
is
can it be on stream
picture?
Or is that too... Oh my God. So Jesus has thrown his arm in front of a guy about to stick himself.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
There's like a heroin
I don't know
guy,
if we
a
can
heroin
that. I don't
junkie
know.
About to stick a needle in his arm, but they've painted it in a way that Jesus is reaching over the guy's shoulder and he's putting the needle into Jesus' arm instead.
Jesus has taken the wheel.
You're doing it to him.
On that high.
Oh, man.
Either that or Jesus is a horrendous heroin addict and he just
doesn't really show that.
To get,
very
he's just
briefly,
rushing in to steal.
Jesus is just ambushing people as they're about to take. Oh, my go.
It's my go.
That's not even a drawing.
He feels no lasting effects. This bastard's getting away with it. He's got healthy hair and teeth. He's fine.
Yeah.
It's not killing him.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
He's Jesus.
Jacked.
Greedy, drug addict Jesus.
Sorry to fans of Jesus out there.
Yeah, sorry to those
Well, I mean, if anything, he's doing, you know, he's saving that heroin addict, so.
Yeah, of course. And he could tank heroin. What else could he tank?
Loads of stuff.
He could probably, you know, just take an entire bag of paracetamol and just feel fine.
Yeah. Probably.
Careful. I mean, paracetamol is pretty dangerous.
We're talking about heroin and then paracetamol. I mean, very different things.
Yeah.
Very, they're not
the
same
Ross,
level.
What's your secret society? Is it the paracetamol chewers
club? No, I think...
we'll chew it up for you. We know some people can't swallow it.
Like a hyper extreme version of... using the word extreme doesn't sound convincing or good. But like, no. It's kind of like LARPing, but like Lord of the Rings. So like people will literally live a Lord of the Rings...
A second life.
Second life, but basically there's
so
like
Ross,
sets that are in
is
people's
Ross
homes.
Wants to do Lord of the Rings LARP, but doesn't want anyone to know he does Lord of the Rings LARP.
Exactly, but like, but to an extreme level, as in like each person will set up an entire room in their house dedicated to a scene in Lord of the Rings, and you move around the society going to various locations. And whoever's got Mordor is fucked, I'll be honest, because they're going to have to have real flowing lava
the dice.
Shit. They're going to have some horrible shit in their home. And they're going to have a pool party as well. That's the rules.
I'm sorry. Dave, I know we're talking outside of the society, but we're going to need more lava in your room because it's not selling it for everyone
else.
Am
I playing Mr. Frodo?
Yeah. Sorry, you're in full. Yeah. You're in full character here, and you can never break character when with the club.
Once you enter that room.
Frodo!
Wait, so come dine with lava. Me, Lord of the Rings edition, is essentially what you're asking for here.
That's exactly what
I'm asking for.
But everybody has to commit a huge amount of their budget to converting a part of their home into
money.
a set.
Is there a contractual obligation part of your salary has to go to Lord of the Rings Society?
This is the secret part is that it's really dodgy in terms of funding.
Dodgy?
It's not going to fund terrorism or anything like that, but it's certainly going to be dodgy.
It comes from dodge sources.
Which set would you want?
Which what? Set?
Which one would you want to
set? I'd go, obviously, for the Shire. I think the Shire is one of the kind of... calm. You could actually probably live in... Well, I couldn't. I'm 6'3". I couldn't really fit in one, but you could scale it up.
Yeah.
And I think that's the good thing.
You went to the Shire important... over, like... Sorry. Where does Elrond live?
Rivendell. Or the elves. That's
Rivendell.
Really nice. Rivendell.
Looks insane.
To replicate that in any home is nearly impossible. So maybe we'd have to start flexing our cash funds.
You've got the magic money tree that Trot gave me. So where would you live? Minas Tirith?
I think we'd just have to get Minas Tirith
put in the back? Scale?
We're getting it'd have to be a third, maybe.
I can imagine.
What was the actual model they had? Because they were walking around it, wasn't it? It was pretty shin height.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing, absolutely amazing, but it was still like you wouldn't be able to. You wouldn't be able to walk into it. It was like the same size as like a little bit smaller than Action Men, I'm guessing. It was still quite big, I remember.
But, I imagine
but
like
the hobbits
a
will have
of...
to be small as well, like in real life. They have to be small.
Yeah, because it would break
children,
immersion,
right? Children are not allowed.
No children.
No children at all. What about like having kids?
Gandalf's a drinker. And
a weed smoker.
Gandalf's a weed smoker and a drinker,
like,
yeah.
You get kids to be the hobbits. It's you and whoever gets to play Gandalf is just on the wacky tobacco. Mm-hmm. Whoever's playing Mordor, they can only eat meat. Like, their guts are a mess. Yeah. Like, they are, we've had nothing but meat and maggoty bread. And you're just like, God, you've got dysentery. You've got full-scale dysentery for this.
They're the stinky ones. Yeah. So you got to watch out for them. But there could be fringe. This could also kind of, like, fringe off into, like, a Matrix society as well, where, you know, everyone's Neo.
Oh.
That's a very different saying.
It's a very different, what I'm saying. It's just like...
I've just converted my entire basement to Rivendell, and you're asking me to join the Matrix Society? Yeah. For Christ's sake.
Movie LARP scenarios for epic fantasy films.
The funny thing is, this is kind of reflective, I think, of people who do multiple LARPs, where they've got, like, all their sci-fi kit, and then all that. Like, it's a bit like me. I've got Airsoft, and I've got all my medieval kit for LARP. And it's just like ridiculous where you're just like, you've got all of this airsoft stuff, all of this other stuff. And it must be insane managing multiple LARPs. I don't know how people do it because you've got all of the different costume. Just more costume than actual clothes you own, I think, is probably the way to do it.
That's why you have to keep it a secret in the society. And that way you have you can get funding to avoid
it got out, Ross?
If it got out, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, maybe some of the dude's wives might be like, whoa, that's what you've been doing with your time? Come on.
Well, they haven't noticed that part of their home has been converted into Mordor.
This is the secret element. If they find out, they're done. They're out. They're out, or they have to provide a different
that's
location.
That's a pretty big commitment for them to have to hide a part of their home from their family forever.
Is
it all going to be like basements and like secret doors and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. It has to be, right? Key coded.
Cases with doors in them. Yeah, key coded.
I reckon also...
What's behind here? Is it guns? Yeah. Is it the dark things you do on the internet? No, it's just my scale replica of...
walks in dressed like Hobbit.
Helm's Deep.
I think just when you set this up, Ross, when, not if.
Mm. Of course.
If you could add a clause into every house that it's networked to a button, like a panic button, essentially, where you have to shut down the secret society, and ultimately every button is linked on everyone's rooms to fire, which would burn down the entire thing.
I'm glad you said fire, because I feel like I was suddenly imagining that, like, you know, flipping, you know, walls start flipping around to, like, reveal, like, a mundane garage or something, and then it's just like, But I think the realistic thing to get rid of everything immediately is to start a house fire. Yeah,
burn it's the
down
only
completely.
Way.
The torches come out from the sky.
Realistically speaking, it's glowing.
That's it. The society's down. We're down. Lord
Sauron's
of the Rings out.
Taken over. Leave. Fire off.
Who gets to play Sauron?
That's a good point.
That's a good point. I don't know. I mean, who would
Founder?
You play?
I mean, Gandalf would be a fun one, wouldn't it? Let's be honest.
But the thing is, I feel like Gandalf has to be big. He's going to have to be really big. And I know you're tall, but I think he needs to be tall. He has to have a real beard. That's part of the rules. You can't tell it's Craig Perry, genuinely a wizard.
I mean, Gandalf was tall, but not like only because really in reference to the.
Yeah.
I mean, was he taller than Aragorn?
I think he was.
Yeah.
Only because he was wearing that pointy hat all the time.
That does add a lot of height. Yeah. I think I'd be the mouth of Sauron.
The mouth of Sauron.
Come here. Yeah.
You know, it's a magnifying glass.
The front. Yeah. Yeah. One of the big square ones.
You come to my gate. Chot just has to maintain a gate. That's Chot's, I'll just stand there. I'll take costume requirements if I only have to put up three large corrugated iron like pieces.
That's my room. It's just the gate.
Because the mouth of Sauron.
When you go through, you have to go to Dave's house. He's actually got the inside.
The mouth of Sauron.
The mouth of Sauron is not in the cinematic release, as far as I'm aware. It's only in the extended version.
Yeah, it's in the extended. Yeah. It's extended.
I thought it was in the extended version. It's when it comes out. They all merge into one now.
Sauron's
going to kill
you,
and then they're like, yeah, whatever. And then they open the gates, and then they just beat him back.
Yeah, it's literally
I can't remember
only
the cinematic
extended
release versus the extended.
It's only extended.
Whoever plays Radagast does literally have to have a bird living in their hair. Which is a pretty big commitment to
are we
role.
Are we gonna do the
oh shit my bird got away again
try keeping that
Stopping
secret yeah try keeping Radagast that secret mate
is he in Lord of the Rings
no he's in Hobbit I believe isn't he
yeah,
was he in Lord
Hobbit
of the Rings
yeah,
I think
yeah,
he was
no,
in the
in
books
Hobbit.
I think he's mentioned
that'll
he?
Be me one day
oh wow there you go Jesus
I think
Christ.
He's I think he's mentioned in maybe only in the later books because they talk about the different wizards don't they talk about like how there's the wizards of
who gets Tom Bombadil the OP one.
I mean, they're both brown wizards, actually, thinking about it.
Again, Bombadil, don't think he was in either, was he?
He's in the
Bombadil
though.
Was cut straight
so this
away.
Is a, this
yeah.
is a movie version.
He's in the
of
game
this.
As well. The,
yeah, he is.
Battle for Middle-earth.
Just prancing about.
If you're going to cut scenes or cut characters to save money, the whole Tom Bombadil excursion really is a good place. They literally, in the books, just like, and then they met this
they
dude.
They visit him,
took
yeah.
them off in their his house for a
really
while.
Really early on as well.
And there was this woman that I think kind of alludes to them banging or something. I don't know, but... And then they just leave and they don't see Tom Bombadil again. And they learned lots from that. It was really weird. It's like a night at Tom Bombadil's, basically.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. Cut straight away. Don't need it.
It'd be an easy cut.
I think we've got some incredible secret societies. Of course, they don't exist and we're not actively working on them right now. So,
mine could exist, I think. I feel like mine could exist. It could be.
But it definitely doesn't.
Definitely doesn't exist. It shouldn't.
If you're interested. There's a Gary. Deep web forum.
And what would your like text message alert be, you think, Ross?
It'd be the parents.
For the group. My Lord of the Rings group. I mean, Star Wars group. Yeah. That's a weird
Star
alert
Wars,
for a Star Wars
Star
group.
Star Wars group. Yeah, wow.
Keeps off the set. Okay, well, let's move on, shall we? But before that, please enjoy this wonderful ad break.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
This looks boring.
What are you on about? It
all
looks
of
great.
Their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like it you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Or maybe you enjoyed the absolute nothingness that just happened because you are a patron supporter. Thank you, patron.
Oh, yeah, indeed. They
or you're watching
there.
It on YouTube. There's that as well. So thank you. Anyway, should we do another hypothetical or do you want to move
there
on?
There is
to...
another one, which I don't... Yeah, we can just skirt over that one.
Let's do another one. So the second one is, would you want to live in a world where everyone's thoughts appeared above their head as text?
I feel like the text part really is null and void. It's just literally hearing, well, basically knowing everyone's
Seeing
thoughts.
So
I guess hearing them is differently because you might get a different context and tone. So it might feel differently if you hear their voice saying it. But to see it above their head, I wouldn't want to live in that world. No. It's the simple answer.
There's certain things
just,
that just...
Because it'd be very just unnerving. I mean, I feel like, obviously, you know, I guess you can't lie because essentially what they're thinking. I mean, unless you're really, really good at thought control, you know, someone lying to you to your face and stuff, it's going to pop up.
Super empty-brained.
It's going to pop up above the head. It's like, wow, that's clearly not what you meant then. So
I think it would be sensory overload as well, because like my thoughts aren't exactly cohesive anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a scatterbrained mash of like everything going on right now, of my environment, everything I'm soaking in, as well as like trying to form sentences, and like you could see all the words just being typoed up there and like being recorrected or just out of order and stuff. I think it would be really distracting.
A much better way to present it. Like the thing is, as well, is that thought isn't best represented necessarily by text. It's just a good way to like communicate it in high density of information, essentially. But you could just instead have like imagine a chart that has like little dots, right? So you've got all these little dots attributed to different feelings. So things like, you know, anxiousness, energy, sleepiness, you know, like all these different things. And as they become more and more present in your brain, they grow and get larger and then shrink down during the day. Because obviously in the morning, you'll be like hungry or waking up. And then as you have something to eat, or if you sort of, as you start to get more alert, the sleepiness and hungriness bubbles shrink, you know. I think that could be like a much more
that might be more beneficial. Yeah
exactly,
because you can like literally look about, oh, he's a bit sleepy and angry right now, I'll leave.
Do you picture that represented there? Because I'm now picturing like a window in the forehead, which shows the brain and then the kind of colors like moving around.
It's like mood rings.
Like a Rorschach mood ring kind of combo.
Damn.
Yeah, you've got skin like a squid, and like it changes color underneath the surface of your skin to become different things and to show off different emotions. Or indeed like a panther chameleon, which also shows off the same thing.
Now, how nuanced would this get? Like, for example,
because with nuance comes too much information and embarrassment.
Or would like
surely
happy
get used to it.
Like start going like, oh, flirtatious, you know, feeling sexy. Oh, yeah, really getting aroused now.
Full arousal.
It'll be very awkward.
The main feelings that people feel have a color assigned to them rather than a word, because otherwise you'd have to create new words for new feelings. And I think you need to just have that
color chart then. Fair enough. I like that. But that's not the question. If you had text above the head,
I wanted to make it more of an interesting response, because I read that earlier and I was just like, no.
What if it was like a like you said the other day, the Nintendo kind of pass system, but you get the message goes to your phone, so you look at it and you're like, that person just sent me, what the hell are they thinking? And then you're seeing their thoughts sent directly to
you,
your phone,
like,
so it's not just above their head. It's more of a, it's an even put more personal thing, because they were thinking about you and it went to your phone.
I mean, that feels like a future app to me, to be honest with you. That feels like a future dating app where
you can send secret messages
into a room. You can walk into a room, and in that room, people within that room can then send messages to you. It's a bit like, I guess,
guy with colors on his forehead
feared that things like AirDrop would mean. Well, you know when Bluetooth originally came out, when we were at college,
yeah,
you could send Bluetooth messages to each other.
Yeah,
like unsolicited.
At school, sorry, secondary school.
Unsolicited Bluetooth messages, where like you could just see if somebody had their Bluetooth on, you'd be like, send
it's the reason all of us saw a horse fucking a person.
Exactly.
Or like a giant ball coming out of a vagina.
Yeah,
because someone like sent you one of those things. That, oh, for God's sake.
Our formative years.
Why? Yeah, we're ruined. Well,
I like that idea a bit more. I think I like the mood colors the most, for sure, because I think that could actually be beneficial. But
that feels
the
like
whole,
a whole
like,
different like science,
the secret
of
text
communication
thing might be all right. But also, if it's if you could filter it to be just, I just want to receive positive messages, thanks. I don't want to receive any negative one. I just want to
just
boost.
Really filter out your
world. Are you trying to create for yourself, Trot? I just want to walk through and just
I
be
really
like
don't want to feel
in blissful ignorance.
I mean, just it's,
do you want
ignorance?
To tell you?
It would be
it's
better
not,
if it was on your phone.
Ignorance, because you're asking for the good stuff. Blissful ignorance is neither.
They don't have to send me
lovely,
one,
which would admittedly be lovely. Yes, of course. Like, social media is just like the opposite of, I think, what we actually needed in our brains, and it is ultimately just had that effect. But a blissful ignorance, of course, but.
Yeah.
Just to ask for the good stuff is just going to... You're going to not be able to fit out the door you
came through.
I'm
not requesting it.
Your head is going to be that big.
If that system exists, I don't think people would want their phones in their pockets. I think you might have... Actually, I don't really want to read through that shit today. Or like sit,
would
have
this
it pop
be
up.
The cure?
But then is that not just Instagram?
You.
That's essentially Instagram. You post a photo on Instagram and then you want to see what people say about it. Like that.
Yeah, but that's almost like requesting it, though. This is like a passive.
Yeah.
This is a live running commentary of your actions at that moment.
App. You choose whether to install the app, and in that sense, you're opting in for it, aren't you?
Yeah.
But of course, yeah. Unsolicited, unopted in for, people just sending you messages as you walk through a room.
Yeah
I'm not for that either.
But wait, what if you, like, I mean, I think it should cover all bases. It's not just, you know, complimentary or whatever. It's a live reaction. So let's say you're running down the street and then you actually, like, slip, fall into a bin head first and your legs are just dangling out of it.
Fucking
your
idiot.
Phone is just getting inundated with all the people around you who found that hilarious, saying, God, that guy's a fucking idiot. This is hilarious. I've just filmed that and put it on whatever. Like, all of that counts. So, you know, would you want
that? That would be interesting.
No, Ross. No, let's make this proposition even worse.
Of course,
you're going to a funeral. You're at a family member's funeral, and then people just start popping up like, lol, your family member died. Would you want that?
Lol, I cheated them anyway.
There it comes.
Would you want that?
He deserves it.
I'm so glad I opted into this service.
Turn
your fucking
like...
phone off. Yeah, but what if the phone never ran out of battery and it was always on? And it was taped to your forehead.
It's in your eyes.
In front of your eyes.
You have to see them. You have to read the messages constantly.
There's a screen that flicked down every time, and you had to read it. It literally blinkered you. I think the most interesting part of that would be the messages you get from the most unlikeliest of sources. Like, I can't believe they saw me from up there behind that thing over there. I think you'd just be exposed to the idea that, oh my god, you're being watched way more than you think you are. And people didn't,
on the top floor of the Radissons just saw me headfirst into a bin.
You think you think no one saw you scratching your ass around that corner there? No, there was someone standing behind you and you didn't even notice. And they pinged you a message. Disgusting.
Disgusting. By the way, saw what you did earlier. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
We don't know each other.
Yeah. Horrendous. Well, yeah, there's a lot more cancelling, I guess, just in the streets.
Yeah. You know?
That guy's pissing on my doorstep. All these people are seeing. Where does
We've
he work?
We've all seen it.
I mean, somebody's literally pissed on my doorstep. I think I've told you this numerous times.
Yeah, someone pissed on mine as well.
On yours as well?
Well, basically, at the bottom of the building, yeah.
I mean, I guess, to be fair to these people, I always give these people the benefit of the doubt because
everyone's got a piss.
But, like, when you live in the center of a city, you get a whole new respect for where people might live. Because, like, I think a lot of people think, oh, it's the center. Nobody lives in the center. It's all, like, shops and bars and stuff. And then
there's already piss on there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm going to go and get pissed up in the center, and then people end up have a piss somewhere in the center because they're pissed up. Like, I kind of see how it happens, but holy shit, as a person that's now lived in the city very centrally, and now you are as well, you've already been baptized in piss, it sounds like.
No, I told the guy off. Did I tell you this?
I did the same thing. I had to pull the guy off of the door, the front door. I didn't pull him off. I pulled him away from the door.
Oh, I'm pulling you off, mate.
But
that's
the guy
punishment.
Was still pissing. And I was like, can you stop? It's going under the front door. Can you stop pissing?
It's going
this
in my
is,
mouth.
By the way, the front door to the building. So, like, you walk into the reception, then you go up to your flat.
Yeah, of course.
I'm guessing it's the same thing for you, Ross. It's like the front door to your building.
Still though. That's
and it was literally going under the front door, soaking into the carpet as you walk into the reception.
So gross.
And I couldn't get... I wanted to just scan the door thing and walk in. I couldn't get past him. So I was like, mate, can you stop pissing? I live here. It's going under the fucking door. And he's like, oh, whatever, mate. And so I literally just put my hand on their shoulder and pulled them backwards.
Oh.
And he's like pissing like... And I'm so I had to like very delicately step out of the way to stop him from pissing on me. And he's starts getting all funny. And I'm like, fuck.
I think it'd be so funny if you just pulled him back and then just started pissing yourself. You're like, this is my turn.
What did the guy see when you
pulled behind pissing.
The... What did you say to them?
What did I say to him? I said, mate, come on, what's going on? He was just like, oh, sorry, man. I was like, I live here. Like, please don't piss like where I live. He was like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, you're still pissing. Because he was still doing it. He was like, yeah, sorry. Then he literally walked off. Pretty much the same thing, yeah, because he was just obviously mid-flow. I'm just like, dude, like, I live here and you're pissing there. Like, that's not cool. There's
just
two toilets
just
down the road.
Door,
I knew where the next toilet was.
Yeah.
It's just,
not
it was
like
busy.
There's like, there's plenty of toilets in central Bristol as well. They even, on like Fridays and Saturday nights, they set up the troughs that go over the drain.
Yeah.
So like, guys can use urinals.
It's clearly
and by
a
the
huge
way,
problem.
It's always guys as well.
Well, we've had
way.
This discussion
I've
never
had before. A woman pissing on my fucking doorstep.
Remember we had the discussion and then someone made a Fanimation of it and that dude goes to the bank. And then he takes a shit in the bank because there's a toilet in the bank.
It's a dirty process.
Because there's barely any toilets that are functioning in the city centres. But they have improved on it since COVID because I think more people are out and about and not indoors. Well, they weren't.
It's a huge issue with drinking culture in the UK when we have to bring out temporary portaloos to accommodate people pissing in the streets all the time. It's crazy.
It's not city design though, Trot, because too many places to make people want to piss. Like you know those fountains. You know
the one in the center.
Yeah, in the center. You know where the Sainsbury's is near Yogg's office that we sometimes walk Hippodrome. Around to. Opposite the Hippodrome. You know those weird fountains on the floor. They're like a big metal grid.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Those fuckers are never on. And if you look at them, they take up so much space. Yeah. They take up tons of floor space.
Why have they turned them off? Is it just energy?
Fuck knows. Maybe there's probably a reason. Like, they can't get water there anymore. I think part of the reason they did it is because that's where the river either
used to be or still is. It's covering a river. It's over a river,
But then so's the road. They didn't have to do this stupid thing. And now it's just like there's up there where loads of people go out and drink and hang out. There are these useless giant metal grids that are like 60 by 60 feet.
That people fall into.
That people fall into that are never on. They look dangerous as fuck. Like, you know, I don't know why they don't just redesign and put like a couple of blocks of toilets there or something. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it's hard to make them look good.
They
must have
a plan to get that fountain flowing again.
They're planning on it, are they?
It's strange.
Great.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's
unhygienic right now with COVID and everything.
I have no idea. What, kids bathing in there? Sometimes you see that. I saw that
see kids running around.
You know the water, there's near at Bristol, you know that big silver like mirror ball thing?
Yeah. That happens
so often.
There
were kids just swimming, well, like kind of paddling around in that like trough of water just to the side, which I can imagine is just filthy. And then
Dude,
kids,
do you think
like,
that's bad? I was walking, you know, the train tracks past Cargo, you know, the train rails?
Yeah.
Same things. You know how they fill up with water on rainy days?
Yeah.
I saw a kid just playing in that.
What, in the trough water?
Dirty brown railway water. And he was eating it with a
railway
stick.
Water.
Like putting the stick in and like rubbing it on his face.
Oh my God.
His parents were like stood like 10 feet away and I'm just watching it. I'm just like,
he's got to build up this immunity somehow.
Those tracks is disgusting as well. It's like really fucked
heavy
up.
Industrial chemicals and shit like that. We're not talking like getting in the mud. We're talking about a kid playing in water that's probably got fucking diesel
pollution.
Fuel in it.
There's fuel and there's like just algae and stuff. It's all brown, like you say. Yeah, because Murphy's tried to lick out of that before, and I was like, oh no, fuck off, don't do that. But it's just it's a mess. So to see a kid swimming or playing in it's horrible. But you know, I had an old man moment the other day near those fountains because there were three kids who were I say kids, they must have been teenagers, but like they were doing it was broad daylight, it must have been like 5 p.m or something, it was broad daylight, they were doing the balloons just out in the open, just and then throwing the thing that annoyed me the most, I was like, sure, do laughing gas. I was like, yeah, sure, do that, whatever. Like, you're doing it in broad daylight. Everyone's just, like, around you. That's kind of strange, sure, but, you know, suit yourself. But the worst thing was they were grabbing these little metal canisters, just tossing them. It's like, just tossing them far in front of them. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, if you're going to get high, but don't fucking throw that, like,
exactly.
Just metal out in the street.
They're ruining it for the rest of us,
I know. They're off their tits for 3 to 5 seconds, and then they toss it. It's just like, come on. And there are better highs. Come on, guys. Jesus.
There are better highs.
No, you're right. It's
just laughing, guys. So shit.
I'm exactly the same, though, for me. It's like, man, I don't want to have, like, laws. I don't want to have, like, all of these, like, restrictions and stuff put on us.
Just the people right next to them.
When you're a dick like that, when you're like, you know, it's the same for people who go drinking at like the beach and then just leave all of their cans or bottles on the beach. Yeah. Just like, fuck you.
It's
have a great time, enjoy yourself. So but just don't be a dick and just ruin the world for everybody else. Like,
and that's why these
totally
rules get put in for the lowest common denominator that ruins it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
It's like the burnt barbecue things in a park where you just see like burn marks and then they just left all their crap there. The bags from like Burger Baps and stuff like that. Just strewn all about the place. It sucks.
It's just like needless mess. I remember there were like loads of that, like when during the middle of the pandemic, when everyone's like eating outside and stuff. And then next day, there's just like, look at this cleanup we have to do. It's just, what the hell's wrong with people, you know? But
yeah,
you
know. I don't know. I don't know where this like complete lack of like just feeling of responsibility comes from. It's just like, ah, fuck it. Just doesn't matter. Like, what do you think happens to all this shit?
Do you know who's picking that up after you?
Yeah, why do you not think about that? Like, are you that empty-headed? Like, have some self-respect.
You probably get some fucker who said, I pay my council taxes. It's like,
I just don't get it.
Poor,
I don't,
is your excuse.
I get, like, resisting against, like, you know, certain ideas and certain people and things like that. But, like, when it's as simple as, just like, let's just not mess it up for each other.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels so human, and you're like, what?
But also, those canisters, you could roll your ankle on these fucking canisters. they're just on the street. You could slip on them. Like, my dog's picked it up once or twice before. He doesn't bother now because he's had a little taste and realizes they're just
metal,
chunks of metal. But
still,
it's just odd. Just the bin was right there as well next to him. That's what was annoying me. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Toss it that way.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well,
hit this bin.
We got a couple minutes of funny news to bring us out of this old man complaint.
Yeah, right.
Round.
Yeah, it's really well, spiraled.
Yeah, that was
there
an old man complaint.
It is annoying as hell.
So
it's
what
just
we're
one
saying
when
is
you observe it, it's frustrating.
We don't want thoughts appearing above heads, is what.
That's what we're saying. No to that
no.
one.
No. Nobody would like mine. They'd just be like, "God damn, you are a grumpy asshole."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what you get.
A horrible pervert. Or a horrendous pervert. Yeah.
Nice tits. Anyway,
yeah. Cancel that, man. funny news. I've been trying to find some good funny news. I'll give you some. I mean, woman lactates from armpit. What's that okay. one? I mean, they found a rare condition where after giving birth, this woman has discovered she can lactate from her armpit, which is quite a unique. That was just an interesting thing I saw.
Is that because like the glands are in the wrong place?
I think it's a very, very rare condition where she basically now has to feed her child like with her arm up from that one. But I think her normal nipples work
baby.
As well. But yeah, it's
you
just
a pit baby.
The article's like suddenly blocked it. I mean, this article worked for me yesterday, but now it's blocked me off with a paywall. So, but that's the crux of that one. It's very simple.
She found a little
lump underneath her armpit, and it started oozing milk. And so now she
can
lactate
sure
from her armpit. Yeah, they did tests. They had to make sure.
It's just the body
the doctor
composition.
Had a go. The doctor had a little taste. He was like, that is definitely, it's definitely breast milk. Okay. It's weird. You're built differently, just letting you know.
Milk.
Brilliant. What's this other one? Is this even funny? Postcard delivered to counsellor with picture of his own face used to stamp. So he put a picture of his own face as the stamp on this for some reason.
No, that's just self-promotion, I think.
Which is just weird. Yeah, it feels like it. But it actually got sent, which is weird.
Yeah, how did
we have the Queen
post?
On our? Don't we have the Queen on our fucking stamp?
Yeah, why is he on there? Maybe it's a local stamp or something.
No, it's not a local stamp. I think he posted it on.
Maybe
there.
He just paid for the postage at the post office and snuck his picture on there.
Yeah, but like that's. I mean, we could try that. We could try that and see what actually sticks.
So we try and recreate
the mailman,
the stamp, but put our faces on it and see if the post office notices.
I think we could dress up as Queenie. And kind of make a convincing stamp of her own. Although isn't it actually like a stencil, the image? It's actually like a stenciled image of the Queen's
True.
Face.
Yeah.
Like the one on the coinage.
That is a weird one. But
yeah,
I think like someone
one.
Says,
not
I think
that,
it's like
funny.
A trying to promote himself kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
And this other one I found in the news was, we've mentioned him before. But he's broken another record. Wisconsin man marks 32,340 Big Macs eaten since 1972. I think we discussed this before, because what he does is he buys them in bulk. He freezes them.
Yeah.
And then he just has them every single day for every meal, I believe.
They're
I don't know if there's any
good.
Food. I don't know if there's any food I could ever have for every single meal for longer than a couple of days.
I mean, we went through it. This guy's got to have some form of problem, right?
I think this is like an addiction or something.
It's a problem that's been celebrated and encouraged.
Yeah.
Been given a Guinness World Record. Like, I mean, who's trying to break that? Who's competing with them saying, yep, I'm going to get 33,000.
Hey, and the way they're like, yeah, I just turn up in my car. I come in and everyone's like, oh, yay, here comes the guy
that
eats the fucking Big Macs again. He's like, hey, I'll have another Big Mac. He's like, yeah, here you go, you fat fuck. And he's like, oh,
he's
I'm not actually that
no, he's
fat,
not
but
fat.
I'm incredibly unhealthy.
Yeah. He's, that's
the
shocking
part. Do you
like
my hair? No, I hate your hair. What
his
the fuck,
hair
man?
Is, sorry, describe his hair. How would you describe You're, that hair?
I mean,
it looks
imagine
self-cut.
Going into a salon or a barber's and saying, give me the worst haircut you can think of. And bingo, you've got it.
And asking to blunt the scissors first.
He's got long hair.
Actually,
can
you run
back.
Those across a rock for me before you cut them?
Yeah. I mean, this is just
it's chronicled box. Everything with receipts, and he's got all the boxes.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, has he done this?
Again, I will say this by saying, I like a McDonald's. but look at where their meat comes. Like mechanically reclaimed meat and shit. Like, okay, McDonald's has got a bit better in the last sort of 10 years or whatever about how they source, depending on what country you're in, how they source their meat. But that guy's been eating them since like the 1970s. And for a good amount of time, they were performing some pretty big cost-saving exercises using really low ethical standard meat, all sorts of crazy shit. And this guy stuck 30,000 of these fuckers in his body. And that should not be celebrated because it's incredibly bad for you.
Like, but he's been doing it for like 40 years. Like, he's or longer than that. And he's still okay. He's still alive. Apparently, he keeps healthy by skipping the French fries and walking about 6 miles every day.
Is
that just him going back and forth to the McDonald's that's like
walking 6 miles every day will do a huge amount for your health. So, I mean, like,
that's a lot. It's quite wild.
Separate from the Big Mac eating.
Skipping the French fries.
He's clearly a person who's very focused. Let's say it that way.
Focused, boring as shit. I can't eat the same thing so frequently. Every single day, for every meal. No way.
It's pretty messed gross, up. Isn't it?
But yeah, anyway, he's an award winner, essentially.
It's weird.
Award-winning man.
Yeah, Guinness World Record did a video on it that we were just watching, and like the way they were doing the presentation is like, 32,000! Wow!
And just, who's trying to break it?
It's like when people go into buy the first fucking new Apple product.
He's got a problem.
It's like you realize we are just celebrating the sycophantic praising of like this monstrous system we've created. Like I've got an Apple, I've got an iPhone. Disclosing, hey, there we go. Yeah. But like, we don't need to celebrate it. Like, yes, we fucking ripped all of these rare materials out of the ground using slavery, so you can walk into this ridiculously inflated, massive property that we've created because we have so much fucking money we can't use it all. Insane. Like, we are insane, and it's so crazy. I can't wait to buy a new Apple TV 4K, actually. I'm going to go and get
on this. I just don't know who's competing with this dude. That's what I'm most confused about. Like, there's no competition.
No one.
If you've had 32,000 burgers,
he's
no one's going to be like, well, I best start now.
Yeah, I don't think you can unless you started in the 70s along with him.
It's a lost cause. It shouldn't be a world record of anything. It should just be a shame on himself. Just come on.
Anyway, we do have to wrap up, unfortunately, because we've got a busy day ahead of us, and I need to get together. So thank you for listening to this half rant, half crazy secret society talk. I hope our patrons
a lot more venting this early in the morning.
Indeed.
Clearly.
Yeah, I hope our patrons are lining up and queuing up to celebrate themselves for supporting us for our weekly podcast.
You did it.
Thank you. And don't forget, polls go up for the patrons to choose which hypothetical we talk about, like the Secret Society one. That was a good one. Thank you for doing that. And if you're musically inclined, then please send your fingers to hatchat@hat-films.com. We've had some good ones in recently, and we'd like to receive more just so we can do them every week. And much appreciated. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you in episode 64 next week. Until then, we'll leave you with this wonderful Fingal by Dudley.
Goodbye.
Bye.